Last weekend on the Big Red Bench, as part of our discussion on the Cork footballers and their win over Tipperary, we mentioned the notion that analysis in Gaelic games these days can perhaps cause paralysis by analysis. So when I saw an ad for a documentary airing on RT next week considering analysis as just one element of tech in the GA these days, I was interested to speak to Michael Moynihan, involved in devising this documentary. Michael, so basically you've taken a look at, first of all, analysis and the role that's been played in Gaelic games and how it's improving or affecting the game.
In a nutshell, Lisa, I suppose a lot of people who go to Gaelic games, who go to all field sports now, will see people on the sideline with laptops and tablets, and they're hooked up by radio mic. Or as you see the players coming off after a game, they're taking off the jerseys and there's little pods in the jerseys, and those are GPS markers. So we felt there might be, you know, it might be fruitful to explore this, to see how, first of all, how it's actually used, the science behind it, how it's spread throughout the GA, and obviously then to look at the implications, because, you know, there are any all sorts of questions that arise out of it. As you say, is there an over-reliance on the data that comes through, or are managers still able to kind of make decisions based on their gut instincts? Damon Fitzmaurice is in the series, and he's quite interesting on that whole subject, on how the stats can help you, but, you know, you can't be over-reliant on them either.
It's something that's interests me, because I suppose in our media positions at times it can be very close alongside the team of people who have a number of different monitors and a lot of technology involved in it. Did it, you know, when you kind of got the insight, Michael, was it something that surprised you in the production of the documentary?
It was. In fairness now to the Waterford Hurlers, they were very open. They left us film at a couple of league matches, including the Kilkenny match, a very big game for them, obviously, in this year's league. And we saw up close and personal how Tomáso Coyle, their chief analyst, works his tablet, how he interacts with guys on the sideline. Not necessarily the manager all the time. There's obviously a guy delegated to take the information from him. And it was very interesting to see how that works out in real time, how, you know, an analyst can say, oh, this player has missed a couple of tacklers, maybe he's getting a bit fatigued, and then to see that acted upon, maybe with a substitution. So, you know, it's interesting also to see, obviously, there's a spectrum of compliance, if you like. Some managers are probably very heavily reliant on it, and others are maybe a little more sceptical. But to actually see it in operation like that was very interesting, and it shows, you know, that this information, this data, is very valued by a lot of management teams.
And Michael, I've spoken to people in the IRFU in the past about this topic, and they've admitted that they've rolled back a little bit on how much analysis is fed to players because there was a period where too much was being fed. Did you explore how GA teams are using the information and where they're at with the use of it?
Yeah, that was interesting, because speaking to a couple of people like Kevin Walsh in Galway now, for instance, and Derek McGrath down in Waterford, there is that danger of overloading people. I can't remember, one of them said, you know, if you're telling the goalkeeper at half time that, you know, four of his kickouts or puckouts haven't gone to hand, like, nobody knows that better than him. You know, he's quite aware that there's been a bit of a breakdown. So I suppose what they're trying to do is take raw information and try and translate that into a new plan of action, rather than kind of hitting someone with, you know, your kickouts are going 42 metres and 44 metres. Say, look, stop putting them down the right-hand wing. Would you try and mix it up and put it across to the left? So, I mean, a lot of it is kind of teaching, having the raw information, but conveying it in a digestible form to people. But they're quite right about the IRFU, and it's interesting when we reached out to a couple of soccer teams in England. You know, we didn't have time to incorporate all that. Some of them have kind of gone the other way and maybe are moving almost beyond data and kind of going back to a more old school approach. So, you know, that's something we might explore in the future. But, you know, like a lot of these things, you know, things go in and out of fashion, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. That's one element. And like I said, when I saw the advert on television, Michael, it caught my attention because Owen Cadogan is featured. And what's his involvement or what's the subject matter he's involved in?
Yeah, we filmed Owen at a motion capture lab out near CIT where, again, this is where I suppose science is quite strong and quite valid, is in medical care and prehab and this kind of stuff. And if you see the entire clip, what happens with Owen is that he has markers put on him. His jump and his stride are analysed to see if they're actually, you know, ergonomically efficient if you like, if he's getting the maximum return for the energy he's putting out. So, you know, that's a Cork element to it, but it's not specifically, obviously, focused on one county, because that's another angle to it. Actually, we found it so widespread among all the counties in the GAA, to some extent, are engaging with data and analytics.
Mm. And if performance analysis is one element, I understand it's a four-part series, Michael, so does it develop and kind of, does the scope widen?
Yeah, I mean, one very obvious route we took was that, you know, this is obviously great, it facilitates players in all the Gaelic games to maximise their potential, but there's a very, very obvious question that is, you know, how do you pay for this? Even though, you know, we all carry now a fully functioning computer in our pocket and a smartphone, you know, you obviously need more equipment for this. That brings in the element of cost. That brings in an element of, if you like, almost an arms race, where, you know, one county has a computer system, another county hears about it, and the players want that. So, you know, that's a tension within the GAA, I suppose, that we wanted to explore as well. And also we want to try and touch on what comes next. You know, these GPS markers and tablets on the side of the field are, you know, the flavour of the month now. But in 5 years' time, what's going to happen? In 10 years' time, are we going to have a swing back to more traditional values of having fellas play and kind of judging them by eye? Or now that we have data, is there no going back? And how will that become more efficient? Will it be fed out to the players immediately on screens, on helmets, this kind of stuff? I mean, the once you drill into it, you know, as we all know, you know, technology is so prevalent in all of our lives that, you know, it's very hard to see any aspect of life where it isn't prevalent. So that was part of it, kind of, what does the future hold in terms of technology?
Mm. And finally, Michael, if, you know, if you're the brains behind devising this documentary concept, what was the big learner for you when you did kind of investigate it?
Well, I suppose one thing that surprised me is probably the wrong word, but the acceptance by players of the technology. I would have thought somehow that, you know, there'd be an element of reticence that maybe players wouldn't give themselves over to it so much. But of course, you forget the generation of people you're talking about, that these are people from kind of say 18 to 30. So they've grown up online, they've grown up depending on their smartphones and all of their apps, etc. So that was an interesting one for me, that it has become a given among players to kind of give themselves over in terms of their personal information, you know, hydration and nutrition, weight, all that kind of stuff, in what is almost a public forum. You know, it's a closed access app, etc. But that surprised me to a certain extent, because I would have expected some players to maybe say, well, I'm not really that comfortable with this and I prefer to do my own thing. But, you know, I suppose it is a team environment and guys have to adapt to that discipline. But yeah, that's been a wholehearted embrace. It was something that did surprise me.
Mm. Sounds very interesting, Michael. So you better get the plug in. When are we watching?
7:30, RT1 on Monday evening for the next four weeks.